Proclamation number 5429 of 5th of July, 1952. The spirit of falsehood. The suppressing of the truth. The spirit of falsehood works so powerfully on earth because he recognizes that he is approaching a dead end. And even before that, he tries everything to extinguish the light which illuminates his activity brightly. He seeks to suppress the truth. And yet, my light is stronger, for I have light bearers on earth who recognize him and his activities well and who protectively place themselves in front of the light which was given into the hand from above in order to illuminate the path on earth which leads to the destination, to me, the eternal truth. I give my messengers of light the strength to ward off the enemy. I open their eyes so that they will also recognize him if he comes to them under a mask to seemingly guard the light but in reality to take away its illuminating power. The light which I guide to earth is so important for people on earth that I will never allow for it to be extinguished where the desire for light is recognizable. No person will need to walk in darkness who desires light. I therefore place light bearers along the edge of the path where everyone can fetch light. It is understandable that these light bearers are now being attacked, for this evil spirit hates everything that spreads brightness on earth and in the beyond as well. He wants darkness because he himself is dark in his spirit. And he will try to extinguish the light. He will attack the bearers of light openly and hidden. But he will also approach them as a friend in order to mix untruth with truth, in order to thus dim the light so that it can no longer produce a shine. But he will only succeed where people are of a dark spirit, where he can deceive them with the deceptive light which emanates from himself and which he offers as light from above. For he wants to counteract. He wants to displace the light bearers by handing out seemingly equal gifts which have no luminosity. But he will only be successful where people are satisfied with phrases, with partial knowledge, because the desire for clarity and truth is not present. But whoever desires light also recognizes the deceptive light and avoids it. Therefore my light bearers may be unconcerned, they cannot be displaced because I myself bestow strength upon them and because the light from above will flow to them in ever greater abundance and every person who desires light, the truth, will move towards the shining of the light. My light cannot be extinguished because the supply is absolutely essential. And I bless everyone who serves me as a light bearer so that the darkness cannot cover the earth completely but, instead, brightly illuminated paths can be recognized everywhere which lead upwards to the one who himself is the light and the truth from eternity. Amen.